everything that rocks.
Hi, Brock.
Hot breath off.
How are you?
Yo, weirdo. It's 7:40, Brock Hunter.
Hey.
So warm and moist. Anyway, let's get to it. It's time for your topic of the day, as always, brought to you by Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township, who is hiring now, by the way. If you want to join an amazing team with amazing starting pay, amazing benefits, and opportunity to grow, well, Specialite in Decatur and Benton Township might just be the perfect fit for you. Go check them out, special-light.com. Your topic for today, what is a phrase that has stuck with you for decades? For example, like lefty, loosey, righty, tighty. Like everyone knows that.
You still get confused.
The fact that I'm a grown man and I still have to say it, like, lefty, loosey, right. All right, got it. Am I going left?
I was looking at it from behind. I don't know.
It's your left. So what's a phrase that has stuck with you for ages? Do you have one? I got a couple.
Yeah, I do. I do have one. And this is, I'll just kick it off with this one. And this one's brilliant. I love this. And this came from my middle school principal.
Oh, wow.
You ever get like on the, your principal ever get on the intercom every morning, give announcements, blah, blah, blah. He would always end the announcements the same way. And this is Mr. Salvano. For God's sakes, if you're listening, it stuck with me for decades. He would always end it by saying, make it a great day or not, the choice is yours.
Oh.
Boom. And hang up the intercom. Make it a great day or not, the choice is yours. It stuck with me forever. I still think about it. I looked it up the other day to see if anybody else quoted this.
Yeah.
You know what? Ultimately, it is up to you. If you want to have a great day, it is up to you.
You know, he ended that every time after he turned off the mic. He'd say, you little bastards. That's what he'd say.
You little bastards.
Oh, I forgot to turn it off.
Unbuckle his belt. Like, all right. Get to relax now.
I like that, though. Hey, it stuck with you for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well.
It's a good quote. I think it's a good quote to live by.
One that I was thinking of, and I got a couple. Well, the first one, and I can't say it like it's supposed to be said, but I don't know. I just remember hearing some old guy say this a long time ago. If it's got tatas or tires, it'll give you trouble. It's a different word than tata. But it's so true, man. If it's got tatas or tires, it's going to give you trouble. And that is that is the truth, man.
That is unless you own a boat.
That's true. Then you're fine. You'll be all right. A phrase that stuck with me, and this, I read it. I think I probably had to be in middle school, and I'm trying to remember but I don't think as a kid I truly appreciate it. I just thought it sounded cool, but then you get older and you kind of learn about it, but it's always stuck with me, is the axe forgets, but the tree remembers. I don't know why that phrase has always stuck with me.
The axe forgets, but the tree remembers.
And it's just, it's kind of that thing where, you know, you...
I don't know. I think the tree's dead.
The tree doesn't remember. No, it's it. It doesn't matter.
Remember a damn thing.
I think it's a good thing to keep in mind sometimes when, you know, without getting all deep and philosophical, but the axe forgets, the tree remembers. Sometimes you may go chopping through something, whether it's a person or in a certain situation, and you may move on. It may not affect you, but the thing that maybe you went chopping through, it might stick with them a little bit.
I got you now. Yeah, you can't just go through life swinging, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You can't always be the axe in this scenario. So just keep that in mind. Sometimes and if you've ever been the tree, then you know. The other one, a phrase that stuck with me, and my dad said this, and I'll always remember this, and I love this saying, is you catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar. It's just be nice, all right? You get more accomplished, you get more done in life. You catch more flies with honey than you do vinegar, all right? Just remember that.
Just don't
that
be a Karen. Don't be a Karen.
That's the 2021 version of that old saying, is that just don't be a Karen. And guess what? Life's going to be all right.
It'll work out for you. Yeah. What's the old one? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will always hurt me. Is that how it went?
Yeah, that's how that went. But I don't know, Hunter. You've called me short a lot, and that does hurt. That does hurt me.
Good. I'm glad. I hope it digs deep.
You bastard. What a real piece of trash. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What's a phrase that has stuck with you for decades? Brandon, I just read his. I'll read his in a little bit. We're going to be back with more. Stick around.
RX.
Yeah! Well, good morning. 7:51, Brock Hunter.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning to you. I don't know what that was. Anyway, your topic of the day, of course, brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What's a phrase that has stuck with you for decades? All right, maybe it's something that your old man said. Maybe it's something you heard a principal say. Let's take a phone call. What's a phrase that has stuck with you for decades? WIRX, hello.
Oh, I got a phrase that stuck with me for decades.
What do you got, bud?
If it flies or floats, rent it.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, there's another one I'm going to add to my repertoire. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Have a good day, Brock.
See you, man. I love that. If it Fs, flies, or floats, just rent it, man. Just rent it. Just rent
never
it.
Heard that one before. I'm going to be honest.
I never have either. And it's fantastic. That is a brilliant one.
You know?
Let's see. Can I say Brandon's? I don't even know if I can say sure. All right. If it smells like fish, eat a dish. If it smells like cologne, leave it alone. Good God, Brandon. This is a family show. Let's see. Katie said, my dad, every time we got in the car, off like a herd of turtles. I feel like I've heard that one.
Off like a herd. He's yeah. not a fast driver, huh?
Maybe not.
Gets there slowly and safely.
Yeah.
Come on, Dad, turn into rabbit mode. Let's go.
Yeah, kick that thing in high gear. John had a good one. He said, my dad being a truck driver for 30-plus years, I could back a trailer down the crack of your ass and never touch skin.
You know what?
Oh,
that's an ultimate dad thing to say.
Oh, my God, I love that. That is fantastic. Hell of a truck driver. This one I actually use a lot, but Doug said, my dad used to say 6 to 1, half dozen of another, which I think it's 6 to 1, half dozen to another. But yeah, I use that one quite a bit, actually. Yep.
6 to 1, half dozen to another.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. So maybe just type that wrong.
That one's used a lot. And you know,
it's a good saying. It's a good saying because it means one thing to one person and something to another. It's the perfect way. It's kind of mm-hmm. like that, to each their own, but just a fancier way of saying it. I like it. 6 to 1, half dozen.
I like that
another.
Better. To yeah. each their own.
To each their own. And you would. Just dumbed down version of it. Let's see. Cody said, if you're early, you're on time. If you're on time, you're late. That one's trash, Cody. Come on, man.
You know, yeah, I get it. You like to be there a little early. I like to be there a little early, too.
Yeah, but you can't. If you tell someone to be there at 10 and they're there at 10, they're fine. All right. That's what it
is. So here's the problem. And I got a lot of buddies. All right. Hey, we're going to go. We're golfing at noon. I'll see you at noon. I always show up at 12:30. So now, hey, we're golfing at 11:30 when we're really golfing at noon.
Yeah,
and you know what? They show up at noon.
That's fine. That's perfect. Fine. It works out perfectly. See a plan. And they're on time. They're on time.
No, they're not. They're always late. I just dupe them.
And, yeah, but technically, they're on time to the actual right time. So really, they're still on
they
time.
They don't know that.
Well, now they do. So everyone who's friends with Hunter and he tells you a time, he's lying. You got a half hour. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I was just going to up it up another hour. Yeah, I'm always a step ahead of you. Don't worry.
Macy said, do it right the first time or don't do it at all. That's a good saying. I like that. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Matt said a phrase that stuck with him for decades. A ring never blocked a hole.
I've never heard that before.
A ring never blocked a hole. Yeah, good luck.
It's true.
TJ had a good one. Consider me a cow farmer. I heard that. All right, TJ. You know what? You get the hell out of here. All right. You get the. Yeah, that's just terrible. Let's see. Tom had a good one.
Schwarzenegger.
What?
Come with me if you want to live. I'll always remember that.
Is that phrase
Terminator.
That stuck with you always? Yeah. What about Tom? Yeah. Tom had a good one. You're about as useful as taste buds on a butthole. These are some good phrases, man. These are phrases that I'm going to use every single day.
Because you wouldn't want any taste buds on that.
You get it? Exactly. You're about as useful as taste buds on a booty hole. That's what I'm going to say. I think that's a good way to put it. That's a good way to put it. These are all good for. I just wish I wish I knew who said that one for the first time because that is brilliant. Was it a dad?
Yeah,
that said
here's
that one?
How you get a bunch of them. You hang out with grandpa a lot.
Yeah,
that's what you do. You hang around grandpa. He's got a bunch of those old timey phrases that you'll be like, huh.
Okay. I have recently when I was back home in Wisconsin, and I've realized that I'm getting older because my nephews made a comment. One of them said, Uncle Brock, you have weird phrases. And I was like, what are you talking about? Because they're like, oh, you say things that are weird. And one thing I say a lot is, well, if we get a wild hair, a wild hair, you know, then we'll see what's going on, or, you know, we'll see. If we get squirrely,
What does that mean, a wild hair? So is it a random hair?
You get a wild hair in your ass. I don't know. I have no idea what it means, but it's a, I think my cousin Sky
never used had to, one know, of those. Yeah. I don't know. Does it make you want to do stuff? Is
I
that
think
what it
that's
does?
What it is. Yeah. I think that's what it is. Yeah.
If you get there's a little a random hair in my butt, so I want to go do something. All right. I
got to get it out. I got to get it out.
What?
Get a little squirrely. That's another one that I use a lot. I like that one. That's a good phrase.
Get squirrely.
I don't know where I heard that one, but I've said that for years. Yeah. Anyway. All right, we got to take a quick break. We're getting a little squirrely here. We're going to be back with more. It's the Plan B Morning Show, WIRX. Stick around.